This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Eileen McNamara is mad, very mad, about the Petraeus sex scandal. And for whom does she reserve her most special fury? The woman in this adulterous affair, Paula Broadwell. Quote, is she what gender equality is supposed to look like in 2012? Kim Kardashian with an advanced degree? That is what McNamara wrote in her column for Cognoscenti, WBUR's opinion page, and she joins us now. Eileen McNamara, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Meghna.
It is so great to have you. Let me ask you, though, why in particular are you furious at Paula Broadwell?
Because smart women have an obligation not to be stupid. And I think her stupidity rebounds on younger women in the military who follow her. And, you know, we've come a long way. We're not there yet. We don't have gender equality. And if you're 40 years old, you ought to know that, that life's not fair.
You know, I was reading the comments to your Cognoscenti post, and many, many people did comment. And one in particular jumped out at me, and it seemed like it was from a woman who either has experience in the military or was herself. I mean, she said exactly what you're saying, that for women in the military who want to be taken seriously for their work and rise through the ranks that way, that this undoes a lot of that. But on the other hand, Eileen, I mean, smart people do stupid things.
Yeah, they do. But women pay a higher price for their stupid decisions. You know, I've been reading all the commentary about this case, and General Petraeus is being discussed as a possible president of Princeton University. A fellow at Forbes writes that he thinks that, you know, in a few years, you know, he could think about running for president. The editorial board of USA Today says that when the frenzy passes, don't worry, he'll be back in public service.
But they're not saying anything near the same about Broadwell.
No, and they won't. I mean, Vassar, as I wrote in the column, is not going to come knocking for Paula Broadwell. And I think when you're a woman of a certain age who's had enough experience in life, you know that life isn't fair. I'm not arguing that it is fair, but given that it's not, you have an obligation to think about the women who come after you.
But forgive me for interrupting you, Eileen, but we're all human, and I am not condoning the affair at all, but when, you know, the whole aphrodisiac of power problem.
Oh, please, please, please. Yeah, and men have power, and women don't have power. So, yes, it isn't fair that you have a bigger obligation, but you do. The military has been debating for years whether women should be allowed in combat roles. Do you think that this is going to help that argument for women who would like that opportunity for the advancement in their careers that it would bring? Mm. It will not help them.
So I hear what you're saying about the fact that it sounds like you're resigned to what you believe is a double standard that exists regarding how men and women are treated.
No. I'm not resigned to the double standard, but I acknowledge the double standard. You know, if we want to get on our soapbox and condemn the double standard, a lot of trees will die for no purpose. Of course I condemn the double standard, but you can't be 40 years old and not know that it exists. Hmm. Bill Clinton is a rock star and Monica Lewinsky is a punchline.
But instead of, you know, further excoriating Paula Broadwell for not knowing better, why not use this opportunity to really take that hammer, the hammer of your very, you know, thoughtful and well thought out words, to smash a bit of a hole in that double standard?
Oh, for God's sakes. I've been doing that for 30 years.
So do it again. Do it more.
Why? I mean, we all know what's wrong.
Well, why? Because unless more people do over time, perhaps we're just prolonging the day that things do change.
No, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. And I think part of the problem is that women have to take responsibility. And does that mean that's an unfair burden? No. It means that women should look at the world not the way that we wish it were, but at the way it is, and respond appropriately.
Hmm. Now, you've asked your daughter, who I believe is a senior in college, is that right?
She is, yeah. Indeed.
And what she thought about all this, and what does she make of it?
Well, I think that she understands my point of view. I mean, I want my daughter and her friends, her female friends who graduate, to graduate knowing what the world is like, working as hard as they can, as I hope I have, to change it. But I don't want them to go into the world naively thinking that we have reached gender equality. We haven't. Women are held to a higher standard, and they are punished for their mistakes much more severely than men are.
So you did it take you aback that she seemed so surprised about this?
No.
No. Okay. Well, Eileen McNamara, such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
You as well, Magna.
Eileen McNamara teaches journalism at Brandeis University. She is a Pulitzer Prize-winning former columnist for the Boston Globe and working on a biography of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. She's also a regular contributor to Cognoscenti, WBUR's opinion site. You can find a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. And stick with us because coming up, the MIT Tech Review on why Twitter and Facebook maybe isn't exactly the future of great technological advancement. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.